Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Penguin season is over. The Pirates lose three straight to the Mets. Things stink. Jeff Hathorn joins us now. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hello, boys.
Jeff, I think we've got you through the magic of video. If you go on 937thefan.com and you click the watch live link, you can see Jeff Hathorn's smiling face right now. Jeff, did you brush your teeth? Did you do your hair?
I had to. Cal's like, hey, let's do this on video. So I'm like, ah, gotta brush the teeth. Ready.
Gotta I'm get warning those pearly whites point, out there.
At some point, the dog is going to jump up because that's typically what happens after a while. She wants a little attention. So Tui might be making an appearance on this video too.
Well, we welcome Tui to the program if and when she does. Jeff, so the Pirates lose the three straight. It's the first series they've lost this year. We're not pushing the panic button necessarily or anything like that. But I am a little bit concerned about Ke Bryan Hayes, him being scratched, him not playing the last two games. I'm worried about Joey Bart. What do they do at catcher? What are you hearing about those injuries?
Well, the Joey Bart injury is crazy that he was catching in the bullpen and got hit by a batting practice ball, which is kind of nuts.
Is he not wearing
a
helmet?
We don't know the extent. Yeah, no, it's just bullpen catching. So we don't know the extent of that injury. Obviously, they sent Grandal on the rehab assignment, but Shelton, you know, told Starkey the other day that wasn't going to be anything that would be imminent, that it was going to take a little bit of time. And then with Ke Bryan, here's the thing with Ke Bryan, the back has been an issue. This isn't a one-off. This isn't a bad hotel room. This isn't, you know, just one little thing. This is something that's been reoccurring for him. That's what makes it concerning. And, man, when Cruz went down and Joe Block was quick to point out, like, they don't have any other infielders. Like, they're kind of hosed right now because the only two people on their bench were outfielders.
Jeff, moving on to the Penguins. Obviously, they closed the season out last night. And, you know, I think it bears the question to ask, should the Penguins explore moving on from Mike Sullivan?
I think it's a fair question. I don't think that's going to happen. I think, if anything, the last couple of weeks of the season probably confirmed to the Fenway Sports Group, who have already liked Mike Sullivan, that they're going to stay with him. I think this – listen, I like Todd Reirden. I think he's a good coach. You got to make a change. He's the head of your power play, and that power play wasn't just bad. It was embarrassing. So you've got to make a move there, and I think he'll be forced to make a staff move or two. And, you know, people say, oh, okay, you could flip over the roster. Well, they're still in salary cap hell. I mean, they don't have the opportunity to, and you can't, it's not the NFL. You can't just cut somebody and get rid of the money. Doesn't work that way. And many of those guys are signed for next year. The thing to me is, and I'm sure you guys have talked about it as well, you got to find a trade partner for Tristan. If you wouldn't even start him in this game, that didn't mean anything. You wouldn't give him a run. And when it was, the game was at, you know, when your season was on the line, You only gave him a sniff to try to find momentum against Boston. That was it. And it's not like he was lights out in that game. If they're going to make a major move, it'll be that. That'll free up a little cap room. And then you're going to bring up your best prospect and let Blomqvist roll. Hopefully with the backup goalie, they'll be able to help him out. And if he struggles, be able to take over.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Let's stick with Jari here because I've heard people say, and we've had texts and tweets say, you're not going to find anybody that wants Tristan Jari. Man, after last offseason, all the bad contracts that Dubas got off the books in order to bring in Carlson. I think anything is possible. And I think a goaltender that's 29 years old that has been an all-star a couple of times is going to be an upgrade for somebody. If they want to trade Jari, I think they absolutely can trade Jari.
Yeah, I think they can. Maybe for the most ideal trade, you pick up a little salary. Maybe that happens to get him off the books. But yeah, I think there will be interest in him. And, you know, this is where teams use their sources and they get something out there that says, well, you know, he had a personality conflict with this coach they got rid of, or there was an issue with this, where so try to make it that it wasn't about his performance. It was about some other issue with the team that wouldn't bring relevance to when we trade for him. And that, hey, look at these numbers in the first half of the season, and maybe he dealt with some whatever it was, injury. I mean, things are going to be thrown out there, but I do think that will be a move that they will look at. Whether they'll be able to complete it, we'll see. But, man, if they haven't officially moved on from Jari, the last 3 weeks tell you they've moved on from Tristan Jari.
Jeff, we'll talk to you two more times before the NFL draft. We'll talk to you on Tuesday, and we'll talk to you next Thursday, the day of the first round. As we sit here right now, if, let's say, okay, we got a week away, will the Steelers acquire, trade, or sign a wide receiver in the next week?
I would say no, not in the next week, because I think after the draft, then you'll see teams that all of a sudden may have drafted a receiver where it was a surprise and the cost might go down. I think you'll see it after it. I think it's a possibility, but I think your best price will be after because of how these other receivers fall. And who knows, they may have a receiver fall to them at two and may feel like, okay, with whomever it is and George and Quez and Van, that their group is good enough for this year.
So let's stick with that here for a moment, Jeff, because we're going to get into this coming up in the next hour. But in Jerry Dulac's chat, he said the Steelers basically view the only hole on their roster at center. Like, they feel like they can get by if Dan Moore Jr. is their left tackle. They feel like they can get by at corner. They feel like they can get by at wide receiver. I don't see that at all. I might think that center is the most pressing need, but all those other spots, to me, are holes. Just because you have guys that can play there doesn't mean you want those guys to have to play there.
Yeah, I agree with you. Yes. And center, I mean, you got Herbig. Herbig can play center, and Spencer Anderson is a guy that can be an emergency center as it sits right now. They're going to get a center. We'll see where, but they are going to get a center. But yeah, I think they have hole at wide receiver. I think they have a need for another cornerback. They need more defensive line depth. Can you look at the depth now? But what is Leal? Like, I don't even know if Leal couldn't even get a helmet last year. I don't even know if he's a part of their plan. So yeah, they have need for depth in many other areas. And you mentioned tackle, obviously. And, you know, the more and more you go through it, the more you think about, okay, what's a position where you could save a lot of money in that fifth year? Like, where's somebody would be nice to have some cost savings that would be really tough to get a free agency? Boy, tackle is one.
Jeff, what do you got up on the website, buddy?
Yeah, we've got a lot about the Penguins and Pirates, obviously. And there's a draft story that's going to be going up today, looking at the visits, all the visits that happened. Which one do you want selected? Since normally those players make a visit to Pittsburgh, and we're going to have you vote on which one you think, what position you think. So that'll be going up this afternoon on 93.7thefan.com.
Excellent. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate the time. No cameo from the dog.
No, she did for a little bit, and then she took off. Yeah. So I don't know if it was something you said or she saw your West Virginia hat and then went running away.
Yeah, she saw his face.
Oh, get the – bye, Jeff. Thank you.
Bye, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
I opened myself up for that one from both of you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.